Chapter 5. The Castle. The next day, little Lord Fauntleroy went by carriage to the castle. It was huge. The castle gate was 5 miles from the castle door. When Fauntleroy saw some deer, he asked,
"Was there a circus? Whose are those?"
The carriage driver said,
"Those are the Earl's deer."
Fauntleroy was very surprised. The deer lived at the castle? At the castle, little Lord Fauntleroy was brought into the library. There, he met his grandpa, the Earl. The Earl wasn't liked by many people. He wasn't kind or generous. Like little Lord Fauntleroy, he was mean and he didn't like children. But when Fauntleroy came into the room, the Earl was surprised. This boy was not like the children that the Earl imagined. The Earl could not find anything he didn't like about the boy. Little Lord Fauntleroy thanked the Earl for being so kind to him. Then Fauntleroy told him how he used the Earl's money. The Earl was surprised by how generous the boy was. Soon, it was time to eat. The Earl could not walk well. A servant had to help him to the dining room. But when little Lord Fauntleroy saw the Earl get up, he said,
"Please, sir, let me help you."
The Earl put his hand on the boy's shoulder, and off they went. It was hard work for Fauntleroy. He was sweating, and every step closer to the dining room was harder than the last. Fauntleroy did not know it, but the Earl was testing him. He wanted to see if the boy would give up. But Fauntleroy did not give up, and his grandpa could see how hard he worked.